This is Joey.
Hey, Joey, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, yourself.
Pretty good, pretty good. I just got your voicemail. Is this
yes,
a good
sir.
Time? You got a few minutes?
Yes, sir, I sure do. That's why I called you back.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, so you mentioned that you're looking for equipment. What type of equipment are we talking about?
Well, I'm in the I'm actually in the transport industry.
Okay.
And right now I'm running like 1-ton trucks and 40-foot trailers.
Okay.
And doing flatbed transport.
Okay.
And me and my wife have been talking about it, and we're getting a little bit busier and kind of wanting to expand. But where our problem is we pay for a dispatch service, and a lot of times we get into areas where they can't find stuff within our weight limit.
Okay.
So, I mean, like earlier, I guess it was, if it's Labor Day weekend or Memorial Day weekend, I was stuck in South Dakota for 4 days because they couldn't find anything that I could haul in my weight limit. And that's just a lot of money lost. So what I'm looking to do is upgrade to bigger equipment.
Which makes sense, you know, especially if it's going to bring you more sales,
right.
More revenue. More
revenue, exactly. I'm just looking at the amount that we're losing right now from sitting, you know, days on end. And
so explain it to me. Are you guys like a tow truck service company, or are you just literally?
No, think like 18-wheeler semi truck.
18-wheeler. Okay. So what are you hauling usually?
Man, we haul pretty much anything from small equipment to oil field piping and industrial stuff like that, machinery. I mean, pretty much if you can put it on a flatbed trailer, we can haul it.
Okay. Are you 100% owner of the business, Joey? Or is
yes, sir, I am.
Yeah? Okay. And how long have you guys been in business for?
We have been in business since October last year. Prior to that, I bought this truck and trailer and was leased on to another company from March to October.
Okay. So are you looking to get just a new trailer, or you need the truck as well?
No, I was actually looking to get the truck and trailer. And what I was actually looking at doing was trying to purchase maybe several pieces of equipment and start hiring drivers.
Oh, okay, so you really want to take it to that next level then?
Right. Yeah. Like I said, we're really wanting to expand.
Okay. How much are we talking about as far as like equipment? What's the amount as far as like trucks and trailer you figured out?
Well, that thing that I got in the mail for the $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
I think it said on a 3-year unsecured note.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it said.
Yeah.
The equipment I've been looking at, I'm finding trucks with decent miles. Now, when you think semi, you got to, I guess the mileage is going to be a little bit different because of bigger motors.
Mm-hmm.
So, whereas like the truck I have almost 200,000 on it. Well, that's a lot of miles for this truck versus a semi truck that has 400,000 or 500,000 miles on it. It's still got about half of its life left. And the trucks I've been looking at are a little bit older model trucks, because next year FMCSA is going to make everybody go to electronic logbooks. And they've said if it's a pre-2000 model vehicle that they're not going to require it. And that's just another business expense because they're going to make the owners pay for that out of pocket. It's about $3,500 a truck.
Oh, wow. Is that annually?
I think it's a one-time deal. They're still back and forth on it, so I'm not 100% sure. But so I've been looking at some older model trucks just to try to stay away from that. Plus, there's a lot less electronics on them,
mm-hmm.
which is what I'm finding out from talking to a lot of people driving newer trucks. They're constantly in the shop for some kind of computer problem.
Yeah.
So that's just more downtime. And so the trucks I've been looking at are anywhere between $40,000 and $50,000, and then you can get the chargers all day long for anywhere between $10,000 and $15,000.
Okay, so what are we talking as far as like a total What's the first pieces of equipment you want to finance? One truck and one trailer, or
it would probably be at least one truck and one trailer, starting out, and then going from there. Because it takes a while to get one even up on the road. Because you gotta go through the registration process and getting tags for it and all that stuff, getting insurance on it, and which most insurance places, as far as commercial insurance, they require. Like, I just renewed my insurance policy through Progressive, and it was a $2,985 down payment.
Oh, wow, okay. So what was the total again between the truck and the trailer? What's a guesstimate?
Just roughly ballpark. Just for one, probably around 60 maybe.
Okay.
On the high end.
Because I know you saw the flyer for unsecured loan, but I actually have a secured equipment loan program, especially for when you're looking to purchase a truck and a trailer. We help a lot of truckers out, and we can get them on a 5-year program usually.
Mm-hmm.
Makes the payment a lot easier to handle monthly, right, especially for a growing business. How would you rate your credit, Joey? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I mean, it's good, I guess. It's not excellent anymore, but that comes with the cost of getting a business up and going.
Of course, absolutely. What would you say your score is, just a guesstimate?
I think last week when we looked, it was around 650, 640, okay. 650, somewhere around in there.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. Now, I know you've only been in business for 1 year. Do you guys have a business bank statements, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay. And what are you guys averaging? Like, what'd you do last year in 2015? It was only October, November, December, right? You started in October?
Right. Right.
So, do you have a tax return for last year?
I'll have to get those pulled back up.
Okay.
Yeah, because right off the top of my head, I wouldn't know what those 3 months I did.
Okay. What about this year? What have you done so far?
This year, I would probably say we've done, well, just my truck. I've got one guy leased on. We've probably both run a little over 100,000.
Okay. These guys are up to so far we've done around 200,000 for the business. This year?
Right.
Okay, good. Okay, perfect. There's definitely something we can do to help you out there, Joey. How soon are you looking to bring this on?
I mean, not in a huge rush, but I mean, it's something I eventually want to start looking into and maybe taking steps towards.
Okay. Well, we'd be more than happy to try and help you out. I can send you an email with the application along, and then we can kind of start the process there. Once you get those documents to me, I will see for what I can get approved for. Is there any way we can get a ballpark or like an invoice or maybe like you've looked at a truck and you know specifically which type of truck, like just something that we can have a ballpark to try to get an approval for?
Oh, I would have to print it off. I've looked at some online. I just hadn't done anything as far as calling and inquiring, because if the money's not there, then I don't want to, I guess the way I look at it, is I don't want to waste their time, you know?
Absolutely. I totally understand. Okay, well, why don't we do this first? Let me see if I can get the approval without you, looking and inquiring to them about a truck, and then we'll see. We'll kind of I'll go for the highest approval, and then we'll kind of work backwards from there.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll send that over, and then as soon as you get it back to me, when do you think you'll be able to get the paperwork back to me?
I can probably get back to you today. I don't have much going on.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, let's work on that, because the longer you wait, the more money you're losing out on.
Right.
So exactly. Let's see what we can do for you and get you some financing and get you that bigger truck and trailer.
All right, sounds good, bud.
All right, Joey, I'll send you that email. Save my number. This is my direct line, so if you have any questions, you can call me directly.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Joey, appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, sir.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.